Dreamscape presents The True Confessions of a London Spy by Catherine Cowley, narrated by Alison Larkin. Chapter 1. Various reports have been for some time in circulation respecting the measures which Bonaparte has adopted. After a careful investigation, we believe it is in our power to give an authentic statement of the facts which have really occurred. The Times, London, January 24, 1814. When Miss Mary Bennet agreed to become a spy for the British government, she had not realised how many dead bodies the job would entail. True, since accidentally discovering a corpse on the beach in Worthing, she had not seen any additional individuals bereft of life, but now she was headed to London for her first time in an official capacity, and she already had an appointment to call upon a corpse. The carriage windows fogged with the warmth of their breaths. Despite pressing her feet against a hot rock, Mary's toes felt frigid. She shifted closer to Fanny, one of her fellow spies, to better share the blanket they held over themselves. The other inhabitant of the carriage, a spy named Mr. Withrow, rubbed his gloved hands together. Snow continued to fall outside the carriage, adding to the piles already on the London streets. A man stood on a roof, pushing at the 2 or 3 feet of accumulated snow. It fell heavily onto the walk and road below, to the anger of a couple who had walked into the snow shower. "Do you want to play another round?" Mary asked Fanny. During their journey from Worthing to London, they had come up with a number of ways to entertain themselves, but Mary's favourite was a game of associations. A player would give a word, and within 3 seconds the next player provided an associated word, and the game continued on and on. If a player did not believe a word had a strong enough association with the prior word, it could be challenged. To make the game more difficult, they had added themes. "You shan't win this time," said Fanny. "As I have won 6 out of 11 games, the odds are actually in my favour." "That's what you think," said Fanny. "Theme and first word." "The theme is London," said Mary, "and the first word is snow." "Street sweepers," said Fanny without pause. "Lord Mayor," said Mary. He employed the street sweepers after all. Fanny nodded. "Guildhall." "Politics," said Mary.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?